Unit 9. Listening. Activity 4.
With me in the studio today is sports writer Max Wilson. Max, in your experience, how do successful sports people account for their success?
Hi. Well, most top sports people would claim that their success is not so much down to natural ability, but rather to effort, dedication, and long hours of practice. Luck is rarely mentioned, unless they happen to lose, and that's sometimes blamed on something they couldn't control, like the weather.
And do you have an explanation as to why records keep on being broken? Why do sports people seem to be continually improving their performance?
Well, this improvement in sport can't be because athletes are much bigger and stronger than they were 50 or even 100 years ago, because experts say physical changes develop over a much longer time span. Mm. So it must be that people are getting better all the time because they're practicing longer and harder. Sure, improvements in running shoes, tennis rackets, and other technological advances play their part, but they can't account on their own for the differences in standards.
Could it also be that there are more talented young children around?
It is certainly true that successful tennis clubs like Spartak in Moscow recognise talent at a very young age and nurture it with huge success. But a seemingly exceptional natural talent in a young child is often only the product of hours and hours of expert tuition and practice. And the child is unlikely to continue to make progress at such a fast rate.
So, I know you have read Matthew Syed's book, Bounce, which is about how he became a successful table tennis player. In his book, what explanation does Matthew Syed give for his success?
Well, as you know, Matthew Syed used to be a British number one and top international table tennis player, and he examines the relationship between talent, success, and luck. Mm. He lists several factors which he believes contributed to his success and which had very little to do with his own talent. Matthew says his first piece of good fortune was that when he was 8, his parents decided to buy a full-size professional table tennis table, which they kept in the garage as a way of keeping their boys occupied and out of trouble. Matthew says he was also lucky that his older brother was happy to fight out endless battles in the garage.
But Matthew must also have had a huge advantage by being able to join a very good table tennis club for young people near his home. This was called the Omega Club, wasn't it?
That's right. And it was while he was playing table tennis at the Omega Club that he was lucky enough to be spotted by the man who not only ran the club, but was also one of the leading table tennis coaches in the country, Peter Charters. Charters also happened to be a teacher at Matthew's primary school. In those days, the Omega Club hadn't yet become a well-known club, but the tiny group of members could play whenever they liked, day or night, even though there was only one table.
I see. And how does Matthew explain the success of the Omega Club members?
It's extraordinary how the members of the Omega Club, not just Matthew, soon started to attract a lot of attention. The street where Matthew lived, Silverdale Road, contained an astonishing number of the country's top players. Was this inevitable, given the quality of the coach, the talent of the players, and the location of the Omega Club? Or was it, as Matthew argues in the book, just a combination of lucky events? If he hadn't lived in Silverdale Road, he would have gone to a different school and he wouldn't have met Peter Charters nor become a member of the Omega Club.
What do we know about the importance of luck?
Interestingly, a 10-year investigation into what makes people lucky or unlucky has concluded that people do make their own luck. Obviously, Matthew couldn't have succeeded without some raw talent, but he also took full advantage of the opportunities given to him. And this is what ultimately made him so successful. Lucky people are better at taking chances and finding ways to improve their situation. Unlucky people are less likely to take risks and don't like change. If there are lessons to be learnt, it's that if you...